sitting upon his throne despondently. Ravana explained to his ministers, "Long ago, when I received benedictions from Lord Brahma, he warned me to be aware of human beings, and after that, a king in the line of Ikshvaku named Anaranya once cursed me. In the future, someone will appear in my dynasty who will surely kill you and all your relatives. And then later, I was again cursed by Vedavati after I accosted her. Indeed, I believe it is she who has become the daughter of King Janaka just to bring about my death. And moreover, when I once lifted Mount Kailas, Uma became frightened and she also cursed me. Oh, wicked Rakshasa, a woman will one day become the cause of your death. And then again, I once laughed at Nandishwar because of his monkey-like face, and he too angrily cursed me. Your entire dynasty will be destroyed by an army of monkeys. And also, Rumba, Lord Brahma, Punji Kashtali, and Nalakuvara also all cursed me for raping innocent women. So now I can clearly see that the seeds of my past sins are finally bearing fruit. O Rakshasas, go quickly and awaken Kumbhakarna, for there is no one who can excel him on the battlefield. He fell asleep 9 days ago due to the curse of Lord Brahma. Normally he sleeps for 6 months at a time without interruption. However, his unlimited prowess is of no use to us unless he comes to my assistance." The Rakshasas then went to Kumbhakarna's residence, but they were perplexed as to how they could awaken him before his natural time. Taking with them enormous quantities of food and other articles, including perfume and garlands, the Rakshasas entered Kumbhakarna's cave-like subterranean abode, which measured 1 yojana in diameter. And as soon as they opened the door to Kumbhakarna's room, the Rakshasas were thrown back by the hurricane-like winds coming from his nostrils. Finally, after much difficulty, they managed to enter the sleeping Colossus room and began their attempts to awaken him. The large room where Kumbhakarna slept was furnished with marble walls and jeweled floors. Lying atop an enormous bed, Kumbhakarna appeared effulgent because of his shining jeweled crown. The Rakshasas first set out huge vats of meat and blood before the sleeping giant. Then they smeared sandalwood paste and varieties of perfume on his huge body, which was covered with coarse, bristly hair. Although the Rakshasas loudly praised his glories, Kumbhakarna continued to sleep soundly. Next, the Rakshasas began roaring loudly, blowing on conchals and beating drums close to Kumbhakarna's ears. They clapped their hands, screamed and wailed, banging on gongs and cymbals and pushing on his arms and legs. And still, Kumbhakarna would not stir. The Rakshasas then began to beat Kumbhakarna with big hammers and clubs, while others pounded on him with their fists. However, because of the fierce winds which came from Kumbhakarna's nostrils, it was very difficult for anyone to stand before him as he exhaled. Moreover, his breath stank of flesh and blood. Indeed, his stinking mouth appeared like the entrance to hell. 10,000 Rakshasas surrounded Kumbhakarna, moving back and forth like waves of the sea as he breathed in and out. Next, the Rakshasas brought in elephants, horses, camels, and donkeys, prodding the animals to walk all over Kumbhakarna's body. Others beat his legs with big logs. But the colossal Rakshasa would not awaken. Frustrated and angry, the Rakshasas began to pull Kumbhakarna's hair, bite his ears, and also pour buckets of water into his ears. Still, Kumbhakarna kept sleeping. The Rakshasas then beat him with clubs studded with nails and made 1,000 elephants trample all over his body. Then Kumbhakarna finally awakened, feeling as if someone had touched him lightly. The hideous Rakshasa drowsily stretched his arms, yawned, and then looked for something to eat. Although some Rakshasas were still throwing mountain peaks upon his body, Kumbhakarna could not feel it. Yawning again and again, Kumbhakarna finally got up, looking like time personified, awakening for the final destruction of all beings. Kumbhakarna greedily ate all the meat and blood which was placed before him. And when the other Rakshasas saw that he was satiated, they approached him with folded hands. His eyes still clouded with sleep, Kumbhakarna glanced at them and then angrily inquired, "Why have I been awakened in this untimely manner?" "Oh, a great danger must have befallen you that only I can counteract. Otherwise, no one would dare come here to disturb me." The minister named Upaksha then replied, "The city of Lanka has been besieged by an army of huge monkeys led by Ram and Lakshman. Many Rakshasa heroes have already been killed. Indeed, when Ravana himself entered the fight, he was defeated and then later released by Ram." "Yes, I will go at once and drink the blood of Ram and Lakshman. Then, having eliminated the cause of his fears, I will present myself before Ravana." However, Mahodhara suggested, "No, it would be better for you to see Ravana first and receive his commands, for he is your elder brother and king." Thereafter, the Rakshasas went to Ravana and explained, "O Lord, after great endeavor, we finally succeeded in awakening Kumbhakarna. So do you want him to come here first, or proceed directly to the battlefield in order to fight with Ram?" "Let him be brought to me first, so I can properly honor him. And just make sure that you supply him with sufficient amounts of meat and wine, so that he will arrive here in a good mood." The Rakshasas went back to Kumbhakarna, bringing with them mountains of food and 200 buckets of wine. After cramming all the meat, blood, and wine down his throat, Kumbhakarna became rejuvenated. He then ventured from his huge cave in order to meet with his elder brother Ravana.